This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough
is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Okay, it's so funny that we are discussing what we are discussing tonight because we have just seen scroll across the screen the very words, North Korea tests a missile. And it exploded almost immediately upon the firing. So just to further reinforce the premise that I put forward in the first hour that... The world is inflicted with crazy people, and the crazy people are dangerous, and if the crazy people are a little bit afraid of what our guy is doing, I think that we're better off. I think that when the crazy people of the universe are a little bit afraid of America, that the world as a whole is a much safer place to be. That was kind of the stuff that we explored in hour one. 888-340-3373 if you would like to jump in on that or any other part of the conversation as we go along. Now, it is the top of the second hour, so that means it is time for the Ladies Lounge. And tonight, our guest is the senior fellow at American Values, and she is a longtime politico in Washington, D.C. She was part of the Reagan administration. She was very helpful in the Bush years as well, and she now joins us from Washington, D.C. Charmaine Yost, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Good to have you.
Well, hey, Kevin, and happy Easter weekend.
Thank you so much. It is indeed the great Silent Saturday. We're here between the cross and the resurrection. And I was totally off subject here, but it's longer on Saturday, so we can do this. You're with me on Fridays. We have like a half a minute, and we have to like, bam! But I was at a Good Friday service last night, and the clergy person was like, let's not be depressed. Let's remember that the resurrection took place. And I'm like, no. This is Good Friday. It's okay. Let's have a little remembrance and sobriety about why this day is good, because the suffering was real. I mean, power to the man and all, but this was like the suffering that beat everything in all of history.
Yeah, and you're making me think of our mutual friend Esther Fleece, who has a book out right now called No More Faking Fine. And her whole point is that as Christians, we need to not be, put on this kind of fake happiness and say that everything's okay all the time.
Yeah.
And that's what Good Friday is about, is that Scripture says that we have a Savior who knows our sorrows, and that's what Good Friday is.
Yeah. Well, so that was a total sidebar for people that don't observe a faith of any sort. You're welcome to call and ask questions about that as well. It's Radio Night Live. We cover it all here. It's a lot of fun. So let me get into the news of the day, Charmaine. Evidently, earlier today, out at Berkeley, again, keeping with my premise, the world is filled with crazy people. And the stronger that America is, the more that the crazy people should be afraid of them, and that's an okay thing. But evidently, out at Berkeley today, and a few other little hodgepodge places across America, there were people holding demonstrations that was called the Anti-Trump Tax March. Now, are you aware of what this was about, and was there any rational thought to what they were actually doing?
You could just have to wonder how long are they going to keep relitigating the election and trying desperately to find some way to make this kind of alternate reality where, Hillary somehow makes it back into 1600 Pennsylvania. Kevin, I just don't know. It's the amount of of delusion that we're seeing on the left is really pretty breathtaking.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what I find funny is, okay, so it's obviously tax time, and they're mad because they for some reason are insanely curious about Donald Trump's taxes, and so they're having this anti-Trump tax march, which is, I guess, supposed to be like he cheated or something. So show us the taxes. But even when Rachel Maddow showed us some of the taxes, like, that didn't turn out very good for her. Just made her look pretty kind of dumb and made him look really good because he'd, like, given a lot of money to charity and he paid the biggest rate possible for someone in his income bracket. And, like, it all went well. And on top of all of that, Charmaine, he's the guy that's wanting to put forward a tax reform policy that's actually going to help all those ninnies that were running around looking for the free weed at Berkeley today a little bit less in on their next returns. And I'm thinking, you got the wrong guy. If you want to have a tax protest, go talk to the guy that was there for the last 8 years, because that was where everything went up.
Right. And, I mean, you know, it is interesting to you know, on April 15th, we should be focusing on the incredible tax burden that Americans are suffering under right now. And, you know, just, you know, the amount of, you know, not just the amount of it, Kevin, but, you know, my big soapbox is, you know, how much longer are we going to put up with the amount of time suckage that filling out your taxes and managing your taxes and, you know, the amount of lost productivity of all of us worrying about our taxes. You know, I saw the other day a statistic, which I can't recite off the top of my head, that compared the number of pages of the taxes back in the day to what it is now. And it's just incredible. So, you know, that's something we don't talk about enough. I think in some ways we're all fatalistic about it and feel like we have to live with it. But we don't have to live with it. And, you know, that's, you know, moving towards a simpler tax system would be just something we all ought to be really demanding.
And friends, just because she's very soft-spoken and very polite and genteel, don't take Ms. Yost as a novice on this. She's written about economic policy. And, again, she was part of the Reagan administration. She worked very hard to support many of the initiatives that President Bush was dealing with. And she has, of course, been supportive of President Trump. She is a senior fellow at American Values. And, Charmaine, for people that don't know what that is, that's a little bit of Beltway talk. What's American Values all about, and what does a senior fellow do for them?
Well, American Values is family, faith, and freedom, and working to protect, conservative, pro-life, pro-family agenda. That I work with Gary Bauer, who some people may remember. He ran for president a few years ago. He was President Reagan's domestic policy advisor. You know, actually, Kevin, today I saw a map of the new West Wing. And Ivanka Trump has the office that Gary used to have in the White House.
Oh, really?
Little piece of trivia, yeah.
Did that, does that bring like a little tear to the eye, a little weepy, like a little nostalgia there going on?
So.
Now, when will you be invited to the new residence occupant, the new occupant of the of that office? Have you had a chance to talk to the first daughter?
You know, I have to tell you, one of the things, little things, you know, I know it doesn't, not a big deal, but somehow my invitation to the Easter egg roll for the last 8 years has somehow, you know, gotten lost.
Actually, I got to tell you a funny story about the Easter egg thing. Okay, so you and I have worked together. You're actually my boss at one point in time, but we know a ton of the same people, and some of them to varying degrees of, you know, difference. But and if we don't know them, we're like one generation away from knowing a ton of the same people. So my bride says to me, this was probably like 2 weeks after the inauguration. And she says, sweetie, I've been thinking about something. I said, what's that? She goes, well, you know, the kids are getting older, and it's probably, you know, before the next few years go by, it's probably going to be the right time to take them down to D.C. and do the historical, you know, start teaching them about that. I said, yeah, I'm all in favor of that. That's cool. Yeah, love D.C. It's beautiful. Don't like the crime and some of the other stuff, but, yeah, we can deal with that. And then she goes, and, by the way, with all of your content, and she never asks me about this kind of stuff. I will flip the celebrity card on her to get like a dinner reservation for her birthday at a good place in New York. She will never ask for anything. She was like, do you think with, you know, who you know, like I know everybody or something, that we could, like, the kids could, like, you know, roll the Easter eggs on the White House lawn?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, man, I am going to be the worst father in the world if over the next 4 to 8 years I don't somehow finagle a way to get them on the lawn rolling the Easter eggs.
I'm telling you, next year in Jerusalem, listen, let's mark it down. Next okay. year, you've got to be here. And given the fact that you and your lovely bride are such booties, we will have to take in Ben's chili bowl afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Really, really high D.C. cuisine.
Well, really good chili will always get my attention, so we'll be glad to do that as well. So, okay, I'm going to book it then, Charmaine. You're going to get us into the. You're going to sneak us in, and not.
I think
not like that guy that flipped the fence and was going like, you know, getting the Secret Service to chase him down. I don't want to go in that way. I want to be legit here.
No jump in the fence. No jump in the fence. I'm going out on a limb here, but I think it could probably happen.
Okay. Well, if you make that happen, then this is going to be a great spring for us next year. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about some of the foreign policy stuff. Another one of your expertise, because the Trumpster has been bombing the heck out of some people, and we need to know if it's on track to World War.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, Each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
What a little moonlight can do.
So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough live from New York. If you're watching on Biz TV, live shot of Times Square there. And thankful that you are with us. And thankful for this segment to be brought to you in part by Landmark Capital. Did you know that the government has plans to seize your money in the event of a financial crisis? Your investment accounts, your bank accounts could all be vulnerable. And if you would like the specific data on how they can do that, my friends at Landmark Capital have put it all in one simple, easy-to-read presentation, and you can get a copy for yourself at 844-604-2575. Ask them for the information on how the government can seize your assets under certain aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act. This is something that's been enacted in law. Seven nations have seized the investments of their citizens, and if we have a correction in the market of about 10%, which a lot of people think might happen this year, this could be a possibility. They are actually less leveraged to handle a downturn now than they were in 2008, and you know what happened there. 844-604-2575. Get the free copy on how the government will seize your assets and what you can do to protect yourself from it. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. Charmaine Yost is our guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and we're always glad to welcome the brilliant women in media that are brave enough, they risk their personal reputation enough to join me at this little adventure we do on Saturday nights. And Charmaine's actually a good friend. I joke she was my boss. She actually was. She actually told me what to do in the radio studios of the Family Research Council. But Charmaine, you've been inside the inner workings of the Beltway for a long time, and I'm just, you know, when the news broke on Thursday. That the or Friday, whichever day it was, that the Moab bomb had been dropped, there was a part of me that went, yeah, we are really back. The tomahawks on the Syrian air base was the first thing, this Moab drop, and then, you know, he's kind of positioned our fleet in the Pacific to kind of hang out around Kim Jong-un's playground and try to you know, just send a message that, you know, we're watching, we're paying attention, we're taking notice, and it's not the old, let me be clear, I will not find a red line that can be crossed, and I will not do anything about it. I mean, we've really entered a new era, and it feels weird, because for the last 8 years, we've been able to be pushed around left and right. The Google has gone crazy. People are Googling World War III at the highest rate of any time in history. If you watch the leftists on media, they just are losing their minds night after night. But Charmaine, what is the real score here? Are we just back to where we need to be? Is it like kind of like dead even, or have we made gains past where we were with Bush in terms of the world respecting us? What kind of sense do you get that Trump's actions are the right ones that are not hurting us but actually making us stronger in the eyes of the world?
Well, you know what, Kevin? Let's rewind the tape all the way back to where you were talking about you working for me, and wait for this. I'm actually going to tie that together with answering your question about foreign policy.
Okay.
Because I started to laugh when you said that I told you what to do in the radio studio. Because, you know, just for the record for all of your listeners, that at first I wouldn't dare do that, and also it would be a dumb thing for me to do, because, you know, that's you're fantastic at that. That's what you know how to do, and I loved working with you. It was always energizing and exciting, and, you know, people who listen to you know exactly why that would be, huh? Right? And so here's how this ties into foreign policy, is what the thing that I found so fascinating about this last week is something that seems like a small thing, but it's actually a big thing, was the news that came out that the president did not know about dropping he was not the one who approved the Moab, dropping the Moab. And it's because he kind of shrugged and he said, I gave the authority to the guys on the ground. I gave the authority to the commanders who are running the Afghanistan campaign. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, you've got your chain of command, and of course there are times, for example, when they launch the missiles against Syria. You know, in that situation, the president needed to be the one to make the call. But what they're saying is that there is a new respect for the military expertise, and I think that there's a balance there that this president is bringing back that is really, really healthy. I was also struck, Kevin, you know, even as a conservative, you know, we kind of have this reputation for being more pro-military action, but, you know, let's not miss the fact that every single one of the people who was killed with the bomb dropped in Afghanistan, 94 people died, and they were all ISIS, every single one of them. Four of them were top leaders in ISIS. And why is that? It's because our people warned the good guys on the ground ahead of time and said, get out. This is coming. We did the same thing in Syria. You know, we let the people who needed to know that danger was coming. And so we killed ISIS people, we killed combatants. And that's the way America is. We're very specific about who we're going after and how we're going after them. I'm not saying there aren't sometimes things that go wrong, you know.
Sure.
But the American way is to make the effort to focus on the combatants and to be targeted about our campaigns. And I found those two things about this past week to be very encouraging and to be quite a statement about where we're at with our foreign policy right now.
Well, and such a reversal of the last 8 years from the standpoint that to your first point there, and I appreciated the analogy. It was. I remember because I that I've got relatives that serve forward action in the Navy, and when these guys are flying the missions off the carrier, and they would get a bead on an ISIS locale or you know, people that we were trying to track on the ground over the last several years, the radio back would be, we've spotted, identified, confirmed the target. Permission to engage. And the permission would sometimes take up to an hour to come back. And by the time that it had, the flyover had sent everyone on the ground running like cockroaches in 15 different directions, and there was no way to have tracked very many of them at all, much less all of them. And so to be at the point where now you can actually have some sort of method where when you find bad guys, you can kill them. This is a good day for us, and I think it's a good day for the world because it means there's going to be fewer bad ones around at the end of it.
Well, listen, you know, the other thing I found fascinating is everybody's kind of remarking with great shock that President Trump seems to be moving closer to China and further away from Russia. And, you know, I don't find that surprising at all. They seem to think that somehow there's this rigid kind of way that you approach diplomacy. And, you know, there were a couple of things that I read this week that said that as a result of the meeting down in Mar-a-Lago, the President Xi went back to China and told North Korea.
I'm saying. Speak soft. Carry the big weaponry. Charmaine, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much for spending some of your Saturday night with us and for being part of the Ladies Lounge. We appreciate it. All right, Kevin McCullough, next week.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad you're with us. Live shot of Times Square. I don't know who that guy was that was on that big screen there. Dances good. Does the Carlton. Fresh Prince. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for having us in your home. Thank you for having us in your car. Thank you to great places like Atlantic City, the hometown station of Mr. Harry Hurley, for great places like New York City, where, you know, the legendary Kevin McCullough does afternoons for AM 970 The Answer. Other places across the country. We are so grateful to have you. If you're joining us by way of radio, if you're watching online, if you're doing the Facebook Live, if you're catching us on TV, in whatever form or combination you come to us at. We're grateful. So we'll take your calls, 888-340-3373. If there are more of you that want to weigh in on the Trump story of, you know, how he's doing militarily, and if you think it's too much, or maybe not enough, or somewhere in between, we'll take your calls, 888-340-3373. But I wanted to get to this other story, at least for a little bit tonight, because it truly was one of those that, look, I like to think that I have clarity about most things in life. I like to think that there's a certain degree of stuff that I just know that I would not, you know, have much problem with figuring out the answer to it. But here's the problem. Sometimes there are those dilemmas that still show up and make you go, huh? And such was the case with this couple that was reported by multiple news outlets talking about a marriage between a set of biological twins. Now there's some speculation that the story may be fake, and so we're trying to like pile through all the different sources to make sure we don't report something that actually is not right. But let's just assume for the sake of the argument that it is in fact legitimate. If that was in fact the case, and here's how the story went. You've got these two kids. They're separated at birth by adoption. They find each other innocently later in life. They don't know each other. And they date, court, engage, marry. So whatever that progression of life is, boom, 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 boom. And then you go down the normal path of life if you're in a marriage relationship. And you want to have kids. And for some reason, you're facing this challenge where you're not getting pregnant. You're trying. You think you got all the science down. You're doing what your parents said to do to make babies. And no matter what you try, it's not working. So then you save up money, and you go find an in vitro specialist, and you have the turkey baster, or whatever else you got to do, but you do the other science and technology, and you're really, really trying. But when you go in to do the in vitro stuff, they've got the survey that you're looking at ahead of time, and they're taking your data, and they're, you know, like, okay, we'll take your blood, and they're doing all this different stuff, and they do a DNA scan, and they find out that you're almost an exact match DNA of the person that you're married to. And that's the first time you've learned your whole life that you're related to the person that you're married to. But it's worse than that. They're a sibling. It's worse than that. They're your twin. Now, in all of the versions of this story that I read through today, the kind of final like nail in the coffin, you get all to the end, you just see this depressing turnabout, because now they're trying to figure out what they're supposed to do. They had similar backgrounds. They met at university. They bonded. You know, they found each other. They got married. Now the pair is said to be reconsidering their future together. So here's my question for the remainder of our show tonight. What do you do? If you feel like you found your soulmate, put the sex part aside for a second. You feel like you found your soulmate, you've found a treasure. How many people actually like the people that they're married to? It's rare. And you find someone that sees the world the same way you do and feels the same way about things that you do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you've built this relationship that turned into a marriage. Of course, if you stay together, you're always the twin who married their twin. Oops, I married my twin.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Welcome. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Radio Night Live, thankful for you. 888-340-3373. So these twins don't know each other their whole life. They find each other, but they're just innocent. They date, they get engaged, they get married. They want to have kids. They can't have kids. They go to a specialist. The specialist runs the DNA. The DNA comes back almost an exact match. Turns out they're biological twins, male and female. So the kind of the end of their story is they are reconsidering their future together. And I was telling the staff, because the staff is very interested in the story for some reason. I just found, just 2 weeks ago, two sisters I did not know I had. They knew I existed. I didn't know they existed. But they're 7 and 3 years younger than me. And, another time, another place, lived in the same place at some point in time, it would have been very easy for me to found one of them. And that could have easily happened without any knowledge of, like, any connection there. So the interesting thing about this story is it presents a dilemma that I think is fully human in terms of its emotion. You've got these two people, and you don't ever want to be someone that, sanctions things that shouldn't be sanctioned. But they've been married. They're obviously not capable of having children. They should probably stop trying. They probably have. They're reconsidering whether they should be together at all. If they walked into your living room and said, what would you advise me to do? I ask our reverend. We have a reverend on staff here, Reverend Owen, Pastor Owen. What would you say? He said, let's pray. But you would hope you could find some compassion, but how would you advise them? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. David's in San Francisco and wants to talk Trump. Hello, David.
Yeah, how are you, Kevin? It's funny. If I remember right, the Guinness Book of World Facts, and this has got to be an old edition, one from back in the 70s or something, but they said that the oldest woman to give birth was 69 years old. So how old were you just saying they were?
Did I say who was?
Are you there? Oh, I thought you were talking about some elderly couple that was trying to have children.
No, they're not elderly, they're twins.
Oh, I see, and so you mean an incest thing. Well, yeah, you don't want to touch that one. Good grief. Hey, well, I was out here in San Francisco.
David, they don't really have a choice. They got married not knowing each other. They were adopted independently from one another. They didn't know.
Oh, no kidding. Wow,
yeah.
Amazing.
So okay, did you just tune in, or were you listening before?
Well, I had the screener on there. I was talking with the screener.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So what do you want to say about Trump?
Well, we had one of those big protests out here. And,
yeah.
I'm out here, to give you some background on me, I come from a family, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, John Hart, was from New Jersey, and that great-great-great-great-grandfather. So we were always raised to understand that paying taxes was how America was able to develop. We the people pooled our money, and we could buy a county hospital, or we could buy a bridge, or we could buy something, for everybody to enjoy, a park, city hall, a town hall, whatever. And so the idea of, you remember the masquerading as, it was the Boston Tea Party and throwing the tea overboard. Well, that wasn't that we didn't want to get taxed. It was that the taxes were always getting sucked back to London, and the king was partying on them, and that nothing was ever being developed in the colonies. And so it was that the colony economics is when all the money gets sucked out of town, and you have nothing to fix your back porch with, or you have nothing to develop the town, the potholes get worse. And,
David, I'm praying that at some point in time you tie this to Trump in some way.
Well, absolutely. Here's this guy who basically doesn't, every corporate CEO has to disclose to the board his holdings. If Trump wants to claim that he wants to run government like a business, then every normal business demands that the CEO disclose for the board whether or not they've got a conflict of interest. If Walmart has got a CEO board that's secretly in league with Kmart, that's a...
David, where you're wrong on this is the people of America didn't feel that way and overwhelmingly elected him. 33 states to 17 elected him and said...
No. He promised he was going to disclose.
After his audit is completed, he said he will disclose.
There's no audit. He lied about the audit.
You have proof that there's no audit? You have evidence of that.
The IRS itself says there's no audit.
I have not seen that in print anywhere. I've not seen
that's nonsense. They
accreditation to
the
such a thing.
The IRS declared that back last summer. They declared that last summer. Trump has lied to us every bit of the way. He is a phony, and he's profiteering.
Well, he gave me Judge Gorsuch, David, and so on that alone, I'll be voting for his reelection.
Well, you know Judge Gorsuch's favorite quotes: "A crime is instant, but treason takes a bit longer."
Yeah. Well, liberalism is also a mental disorder, David, and I'm afraid that some people around where you...
What do you think about treason? What do you think about treason?
Who are you calling treasonous now?
Gorsuch's favorite quote is a Henry Kissinger line that crimes are instant, but treason takes a bit longer. Look that up. It's go to Snopes.
I don't think that your point is being made. You're clouding the waters with your own lack of clarity.
No, I'm not. Gorsuch is
David.
Gorsuch is
I appreciate the call. I gotta run. Appreciate the call. All right, I have no idea what that was all about, but it was fun. San Francisco, you know. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We can talk about the Trump stuff. We can also talk about the twins. Either one, we can go in either way. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. This is Radio Night Live.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hard to believe, but it is the final segment of Radio Night Live already. Here we are in hour number two, and so appreciative of those of you that have been around and have stayed with us every Saturday night, 9 to 11 live. If you're on Biz TV, you get to see the whole thing all over again starting at 11 o'clock. They run it until 1 a.m. on the East Coast, but for those of you out west, Los Angeles, etc., it's a great place to find it all over again. Let's see. Oh, yes, MyPillow. Big sponsor of tonight and every broadcast, and was just speaking with Mike Lindell earlier this afternoon. He was on a plane going from here to there, and he was in between these two places. He's been working with Ben Carson and the guys on the urban redevelopment. He wanted to come on the show, but he was going to be on a flight for tonight's broadcast, so we'll get him on in the next couple of weeks. But doing some exciting stuff, and he's still extending that 50% off offer. If you buy the premium pillows and the go-anywhere pillows, four of them, he's going to give you 50% off that cost, and if you just call my number, you will be guaranteed of getting that cost tonight, plus free shipping. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. You can also buy them online and use promo code KMC to get that 50% discount as well. They make great gifts for traveling this spring and summer, if that's what you're doing. All right, let's go back to the phones. Carl is calling from WPG Land down in Atlantic City. Carl, welcome. Glad to have you with us.
Yes, thanks, Kevin, for taking my call. My president, Donald Trump, he's playing cleanup with North Korea. Our president, Bill Clinton, he should have taken care of it when they said, our atomic plan is for peaceful purposes only to produce electricity, never to make any nuclear weapons. And we were supposed to believe that?
Right.
It's
like the same story in Iran all over again.
Like them.
Yeah. No, it's the exact same.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
It's the same playbook. Yeah. Iran just watched what North Korea did and adopted the whole same mechanism. Hey, Carl, thanks for listening to us on 1450 and 104.1 there in Atlantic City. Love having the broadcast on WPG. And please tell my friend Harry Hurley to have a great morning on Monday. Always good to connect with the AC people here on Saturday nights. Thank you so much for the call. And friends, that brings us to within just a minute of being done for this week. But I wanted to remind you that if you ever want a podcast, you can go to TheBingeThinker.com. TheBingeThinker.com is my website. You can join all of the Facebook and the Snapchat and the Instagrams and all the other stuff that I don't even know what all I have there. I just know that when I type it in and it says push here and then it sends and then somehow it magically gets to all the places it's supposed to get to. We'd love to welcome you back via the podcast even. You can also subscribe and get my daily broadcast delivered to your email inbox every day, 2 hours, Kevin McCullough Radio, live from New York, and going out all over the country as well. But until we can see you again here on Saturdays, please take us with you, and please do have a happy Easter tomorrow, happy Resurrection Sunday for Christians, and we will be in touch. So glad to be your companion on these Saturday nights, and thank you for welcoming us into your home tonight. And next week, Kristen B. Tate, she'll be back with us.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
life with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.